listening to the testimonies and what the Lord's doing. And if you want to, if you hear anything at all today, hear this, that nobody's too far gone for the Lord. Amen. You know, he's no respecter of persons. Amen. The same thing he did for Brother Max, he'll do for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So look with me, open your Bibles this morning. We build a little foundation for the direction I'm going today. And I guess that the Lord knows exactly who's here and who needed to hear this. So turn with me to Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13, beginning to read with verse number 10. The Word of God says this, says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Say that. In other words, that we never do anything mean to anyone. Hello? Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Jesus said all things were fulfilled in these two commandments. Love the Lord thy God with all the heart, mind, soul, and the spirit, and love thy neighbor as thyself. Are you cold?
A little bit. I'm good.
You cold? I'll give you my jacket. Would you want my jacket?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
You sure? Yeah. We'll put this back here just in case you need it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good.
She just had an operation. You're not interrupting. This is called ministry. We're in the house today to minister.
Oh, thank you.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Love is the fulfilling of the law. He says, I love the Lord thy God with all the heart, the mind, the soul, and the spirit. Love thy neighbor as thyself. But verse 11, he says, and that knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. In other words, the final salvation, the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He says this, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. You know, in other words, there's a call to make a move in our life, says, and he's speaking to the body of Christ. When the Apostle Paul is writing this letter, he's writing it to the church. He's not writing it to the world. Are you with me? Jesus said in John 8:12, he says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. In other words, light brings life. Amen. If you take a plant without light, that plant won't live. Most plants won't live in darkness. But light brings life. Amen. And so I'm just getting this for a foundation because we're going to talk about walking. Amen. We're talking about the walk. We're not just to talk the talk, but we're to walk the walk. Amen. So today's message is found in Proverbs chapter 28. This is kind of interesting. I guess I can share. I was working on an Easter message, and Easter was going to fall on April Fool's Day. So I thought I would have me this little Cornelia message with April Fool's and whatever. And as I was studying, and I was laying it out, and as I was studying, the Father said, no, no. It isn't about fools. It's about the resurrected Lord. Amen. And then so he cut that off. So I kind of got into this message for this week. Okay, by grace. And Proverbs 28 verse 25 says this. He says, "He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife." Remember, pride comes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before the fall. He says, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. Amen. In other words, shall be blessed, shall be favored. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. But whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. And the title of this morning's message is, Let's Not Be Fooled. And I'm going to look at three things. I'm going to look at walking foolishly, walking fruitfully, and walking freely. Amen? So can we lift up the word here and make a declaration together as we come into agreement? Repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God's word says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it here today to accomplish something in every heart and every life of every individual that's gathered together in this room. Not only in this room, but those that are hear it through the web, Father God, and as it spread around the world, Father God, you reminded me, even as Johnny was speaking again and Max was speaking, that we can count the seeds in an apple, but we can't count the apples in the seed. And as the seed of the word goes forth today, we speak a bountiful harvest, Father God, to come from it in Jesus' name. And you'll receive all the glory and honor and praise. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. You know, first off, he says, you know, he was speaking to my heart about walking foolishly. And he says, he that trusteth in his own heart. In other words, that this speaks about putting our trust in self and not in him. In other words, Solomon said in Proverbs 3, it's a familiar scripture, 5 through 6, it says, trust the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. But he says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil, and it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Amen. In other words, this is the cure for cancer. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Amen. So if you look with me and go with me to Isaiah chapter 30. My first thought here is, but whosoever trusts in their own heart is a fool. And when I was thinking about this, it was trusting in the world. Trusting in the world to be your supply. The prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah 30, verse 1, Judah had been in rebellion. And the word of the prophecy came from Isaiah. He said this in verse 1. He said, woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. Amen? In other words, Jesus said this simply in Matthew 6:33. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to him. Now, God isn't saying that we can't go to the world, but what God is saying is you come to me first. Most of the time, we go to the world first, and when it doesn't work out, we come back to God and say, Lord, what's wrong? Well, the Lord says, you never came to me first. In other words, that's the first place for us to go. That's a heart that I'm not trusting in myself, I'm trusting in him. And when I trust in him, then he can do exceedingly abundantly above whatever I expected or even asked for. Amen? In other words, he's the first place and the foremost. And Isaiah chapter 28, the prophet said this in verse 12. He said to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. In other words, he's our rest. He's our very present help in time of need. Amen? And so many times we go to the doctors, the surgeons, the accountants. We go traveling around. We're looking for every other area. But he is the peace of, he's where the peace comes from. You know, I've said it before, and I don't have anything against doctors. Luke was a physician. He walked with Jesus. There's nothing wrong with doctors, but I want you to understand, doctors practice medicine. Jesus is the healer. Hello? In other words, we're putting God's word to practice. When I met with Randy, when Randy gave his heart to Jesus, with Jesus comes healing body, mind, soul, and spirit.
Amen.
He's a complete God. He's not a partial God. He's a God that does things all the way. I get that in my heart and says, he that's begun a good work in me is faithful to see it through. Amen. He doesn't start something he doesn't finish. That's why he's called the author and finisher. Amen. Praise God. Somebody needed that. Hello? You know, if you realize and you recognize, I am speaking by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And what God has to say to you, he is saying, receive it. Let it get inside of you so it can become. Because you've heard so many reports. You've heard so many words. You've heard the report like Max had over there that there's no hope. My hope stands in nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Hallelujah. When I yell, I'm not mad. Amen? Yeah, sound like daddy. Hallelujah. So we're not to walk foolishly. In other words, he says, but whoso is wise. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. With all you're getting, get understanding. Now here's what the Lord was speaking to me about wisdom. I said, well, Lord, help me in wisdom. Give me wisdom. And he said, you know what? He says, I give you this. I give you wit. And I said, wit? Yeah, he said, yes, I give you wit. I said, wit? He said, yeah. Wit is walking in truth. In other words, when I walk in the truth of God's word, every weapon formed against me cannot prosper. There's not one thing that the enemy forms against me when I'm walking in the truth. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Amen? Amen? So if we're walking in the truth, we're walking with wit. Somebody asks, hey, what you walking? What's it like? Hey, man, I'm witty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, he says in Psalms 26, the psalmist, Psalms 26, verse number 1. The psalmist said this. He said, hey, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Look at the one next to you and say, I've trusted in the Lord and I shall not slide. I'm not going to slide and slip away. Amen. He says, examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins in my heart. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. In other words, he says that we're walking in the truth. Amen? Amen? Amen, Silas? Amen. Give me a... See, out of the mouth of babes. You see that? I said, amen, Silas. And Silas went. So maybe we ought to start giving a hallelujah wave. Hallelujah high five, right? Turn with me to Psalms 86. Thank you, Jesus. The psalm that says in verse number 11, teach me thy way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Amen. In other words, I'm walking in truth. I'm walking in wisdom. Amen. You know, when we looked at that scripture, the Proverbs, where he said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and all you're getting, get understanding. Our understanding is we're wise when we're walking in the truth. Hello? Hey, you know, so if somebody says this to me, and it doesn't align with what he says to me, this is a lie, and this is the truth. Hello? Hello? Are you listening? Are you listening? Yeah, it can't be manifested in you unless you get it, get a hold of it. You know, I was thinking about that, and I was looking at that, and I was looking at John the Beloved in 3 John. Verse 2, he says, he's kind of excited. He says, Beloved, in verse 2, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Amen? That there's health that comes. There's blessings that come. We're walking in wisdom. We're witty. We're walking in the truth. And John, as a testimony, you got to keep reading. Verse 3 says, For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. I have no greater joy than when I get the testimonies coming back of men and women that I've ministered to and sowed to that are walking in the truth. Oh, that's the way John is. John ain't no different than you and I. Amen. So as we're sowing the truth and they're walking in the truth, there's rejoicing. There's rejoicing. There's rejoicing. You know, we have a network of relationships of people that we impact. Amen. Sometimes you can't see the effects you have. Amen. Amen. When you sow a seed and that seed is watered and it's blossoming and growing and it starts bearing fruit, that fruit spreads all over. Amen? So look at me in Colossians chapter 1. Verse number 9, Apostle Paul's writing to the church of Colossus here. It says in verse 9, he says, For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled with all the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering, with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through the blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Somebody give God a shout just because you're forgiven. Hallelujah. Amen. Our sins have been removed as far as the east is from the west, never be remembered again. He says, hey, he that trusts in his own heart is a fool. When you're trusting in yourself. And he says, whosoever walketh wisely, as he's walking fruitfully, he says, he shall be delivered. He didn't say, maybe. He didn't say, perhaps. He said, he shall be delivered. Because who the Son has made free is free indeed. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. I was ministering yesterday to a couple. They have a family member that's bound with alcoholism. And he tried to go through the 12-step program. And the 12-step, I'm not knocking 12-step, but there's a spiritual 12-step that works a little more effective than a natural 12-step. Because the 12-step program says you say, I am an alcoholic. I will always be an alcoholic. That's the deception. That's the lie of the enemy. Because who the Son has made free is free indeed. I was a cocaine addict, but I'm not a cocaine addict. I'm addicted to Jesus. Amen. I'm addicted to the source that really brought me joy. I'm addicted to the source that really brought me peace. I'm addicted to the source that got me high and keeps me high. Amen. I'm high right now. Hallelujah. I'm high right now. I'm high on Jesus. Amen. Because it's all about him. And here's what the Lord wants to speak to us about. He says, who the Son has made free is free indeed. He says that, Pastor, you don't understand. I keep going back. Well, we want to cut that. We want to stop that. So look with me in James chapter 1. I'll know the truth, and it's the truth that's going to set me free, right? Amen? First, understand where it's coming from. James 1:12 says this, blesses the man that endureth temptation. How many are tempted in the room? Let me see you. Let me see your hand. Everybody's tempted somewhere. Hallelujah. He says, for when blesses the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord had promised to them that love him. Now he says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. Let me say something to you here. God will never tempt you to sin. God didn't come into the Garden of Eden and ask Eve to eat the apple. The devil did. So let's don't confuse this. No man save when he is tempted. He is tempted with God because God cannot be tempted with evil. Neither does God tempt any man with evil. But when tempted, when temptation comes, we're drawn away by our own lust. In other words, when temptation comes, it meets something inside of us. We're drawn away of our own lust and enticed. How many know that the artist of deception is a great deceiver? How many know that he always makes things look prettier than they really are? Amen? He'll come in and deceive. He says, and entice, when it's conceived, it becomes sin. In other words, it has to. I have to bite a hold of it. The temptation isn't the sin. It's when I give into it and I buy into the temptation. Amen. Then it becomes sin. And when sin is finished, it becomes death. You know, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. You know, that sin that comes in. But the Apostle Paul gave us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. He gave us instructions of how to handle this. First Corinthians, I said Second Corinthians, I was in error. That was a Carl thing, that wasn't God. God doesn't make errors. Hallelujah. Are you with me? The Apostle Paul first gives a warning in verse 12. He says, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There have no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful. Look to the one next to you and say, God is faithful. who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you were able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. In other words, there's always an avenue to escape. If I get caught in it, I just didn't take the avenue that was provided for me. Everybody with me? The Lord, He says that when we're walking in the truth, that He delivers us. That I have been delivered. I have been set free. Amen? It's not maybe. It's not perhaps. It isn't I think so. It has to be, without faith it's impossible to please God, for they that come to Him must believe that He is, and it is a rewarder to them that diligently seek Him. And as walking in faith, I have to see it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I have to see it done, and I have to believe God in His Word. I have to walk around with a I know so mentality. Amen? Hello, let me say something to you. The devil is never going to attack you when it's convenient. Some of you say, well, the devil was in that place, so you see the way that somebody looking. The devil ain't going to attack you in here either. not saying he doesn't come in here, amen, but greater is he that's in here than he that's in the world, just like that one that's in here. Because the Bible says where two or more are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Amen. And if you don't sense the presence of God in the room, you ought to pinch yourself. Pinch yourself because you got to wake up. Amen? Amen? The Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy, chapter 4. Verse number 16, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, even when you're alone, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Present, past. Then he goes to the future. Verse 18. He says, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen? Amen. The Apostle Paul was walking in so much faith. I mean, he was really attacked. And let me say something to everyone in the room so that you have understanding. Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation. But he didn't stop there. He said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. And when I get that and have revelation of that, and then I say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, all of a sudden it springs up and the boldness of the Holy Ghost starts fighting the battle for you. You're trying to do it in your own strength, and you cannot do it in your strength. But his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Amen. In other words, hey, I'm codependent. Hello? You understand what I'm saying? I'm codependent. I cannot do it without Jesus. I cannot do it without Jesus. But with Jesus, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, devil. Hello? Smile. Jesus loves you. This is to build you up, not to tear you down. Amen? So in closing, I guess that's all I'm going to get. In closing today, turn back to Colossians chapter 1. The Apostle Paul says in verse number 9, no, excuse me, number 13, number 12. Let's go there. The Apostle Paul says this, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us, from the power of darkness, and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So in closing today, what is the Father saying to us? He's saying, hey, let's not walk foolishly, but let's walk fruitfully. And as we're walking fruitfully, we're walking freely because of the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. Now the Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. And the Spirit of the Lord is here to raise a standard against the adversary. And we're here to stand in agreement with prayer for you. You know, he says he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And if you're here today and you need healing in your body, your mind, your soul, and your spirit, would you just get up from your chair and come? Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Did you extend your hands?